The most negative aspects of the news. As I gave you earlier in the day, the PPP organ of the opposition praised the Guyanese government of the PNC for its foreign policy, but claims the economy is being mismanaged. Ram Karan, opposition deputy leader, said the 1978 budget displays ignorance. $300 million in sugar levy mismanaged. The Gawu strike, low production, and oil crises are responsible for bad economic shape, said the PPP. Hydroelectricity project mismanaged. Ram Karan claims Kit Nashimento, who took over this country while the leaders were in Washington signing the Panamanian Treaty, and indeed gave us some of our little difficulty until we resisted by force and freed our land. Andy Aguilar, former really fascist head of the United Force that I was just speaking about, the death of an honest parliamentarian, Eleanor da Silva, who's just ultra-conservative, but at least decent. Ram Karan claims that Kit Nascimento and Diaguar went to the United States during the PPP administration and persuaded Americans not to release money for the project and are still blocking it today out of distrust for the Guyanese PNC socialist policies, says he. This was the days, of course, originally that it was started under the PPP. The PPP says that it is not opposed to the project, just thinks it should be undertaken more modestly. The Upper Mazaruni hydro scheme was criticized in favor of a dam across Demerara River, which could have provided over a 100-year period electricity for Georgetown and all of Guyana and expansion throughout the country with never any future failure of electricity, even into our area, and take us off this burdensome cost of diesel. The Upper Mazaruni scheme is too much for a small nation like Guyana, says the PPP, to undertake without taking 20 or 30 years. The PNC says it will be done in 3 years, and if it is, again, we'll have no electrical power. Of course, politics go on, and on both sides, socialist and free enterprise. Ram Karan wondered why the RR service, driven by steam, the railway service driven by steam, had been scrapped, as it would have become the major medium of transportation and would have used wood and saved millions in fuel. The PNC removed the railroad tracks. Hoyt has been quoted, who has not been one of our best friends, though we have many in this government, as saying current expenditures ran away from current estimates on all governmental levels. Other schemes criticized were cultivation of white potatoes, wheat, and extraction of edible oil from coquit. The PPP criticized the PNC for nominating its ministers and says the PNC is allergic to elections. Criticized PNC for not consulting the PPP in the Suriname border dispute, and accused the PNC of marriage with anti-communists in the past, the UF and other agencies. Accused the PNC of nationalistic methods bordering on neo-fascism with the sugar strikers and using judiciary, is supposed to be independent, against the workers, actually manipulating the justice system. Post-budget taxation. Minister Narain said government, he's been a good friend who came here. Of course, all that the PPP says is not true, because there's actually been more nationalization of resources under this black government than there was under the PPP. 80% of all property is now in the control of the people, of the government at least, depending upon the appropriation, how it's appropriated. It is certainly a good scheme. Minister Narain, who was very, very praiseworthy of our project when he visited here with his family, said government will look at fare structure of GAC, and this will mean a rise in fares to the interior to help the budgeting economy. Bulk transport prices will go up too, meaning the prices of meat will probably go up. Also likely is a further rise in steamer and bus fares, although that's been blocked successfully to this point. And this news is a few days old, but recent news over GBS, the Guyana Broadcasting Socialist Network that's owned by the government, states that the fares, and we've seen, of course, that the fares on our train have not. They're free fares on the train still, even though they were supposed to have been changed the first of the year. Also, said Narayan, there is likelihood of cut in quantity of imported wheat and flour, and the people of Guyana better embolden themselves to find some sorts of substitutes. Uruguayan women. Presently, some 3,300 women in Uruguay are in jails for political reasons. Military prisons and concentration camps house several more. The fascist coup instituted by the CIA, as we saw in a movie that very cleverly brought it out, about the Tuparemos, I've forgotten the tile, state of siege. It was a good old mayor friend in Richmond, Indiana, that used to want to date Marshall and tried to, who was the agent conspirator, provocateur for the CIA that was held hostage and finally killed. And he was a son of a bitch because I knew him. He was a racist pig. Anyway, after the CIA overthrew what was one of the most working democracies in the world, a social democracy run by 12 leaders, not by one man, but by 12 leaders, and it worked for 60 years, it was overthrown by the CIA when it was taking a communist, or no, not really, a socialist turn. And it forced 500,000 inhabitants to emigrate immediately. And it's estimated that 1 million of the few million people that live in Uruguay have already sought sanctuary in countries abroad. Dr. Jagan's wife, Janet Jagan, former Minister of Health, criticizes the health budget, opposes the cut from $276 million to $3 million for diet at the public hospitals. By $3 million, that is. Said the senior citizen homes, the Palms is a hell house. Nothing is worse than the Palm, and the Palm exists in this country except the mental hospital, she said. She decried, we are not a capitalist country and cannot tolerate the kind of conditions that capitalists will endure for their aging. She called for adequate staffing and increase for food and clothing, which is provided free in the Palm House, which of course is different than any place in the United States. Nothing is free. She pushed for discarding requirements for national service in order to become a nurse. Dr. Hamilton Green, who today assisted Dr. Shack in bypassing all the laws of Guyana so that he could remain in his post here, said they won't abandon the requirements as it upgrades the quality of nurses and gives them much more experience by being in the interior. I think I would agree with that, in spite of the opposition PPP's position. 16 doctors' contracts expire in the next 6 months, and she urges that the government will renew them. Most of these are Cuban doctors. She said 16.5% of the children are suffering from mild malnutrition under 5 years of age. Dr. Green said malnutrition is a lack of education, primarily, and not the availability of food. Again, I think that is possibly true. Dr. Green did not take issue with her and agreed with her publicly on the condition in the public hospital, but did blame rapacious doctors in their lust for money for some of the problems and was critical of people for not putting more emphasis upon education about nutrition. The PPP calls for cut in military expenditures in Guyana. The chairman of the PPP in the parliament, Ram Karan, also called for abolition totally of the Ministry of National Development. This is Dr. Reed's ministry, primarily as a waste of taxpayer money, implication that the money allocated was being used for party work and there was no accountability for the funds. Dr. Reed came back with a tort response and an entire budget showing how the money had been appropriated. Also, the PPP is calling for the abolition of GDF, and there seems to be a number of people in the left of the PPP, I mean the PNC, that are calling for the same, that Guyana is putting too much expenditures out for military. However, a third world nation is not likely to do that where you have a minority government, and then that's not to go into all of the intrinsic areas of politics. That would be another subject. But there's little likelihood that the GDF will be abolished. Dr. Burnham responds to the probe request of Hari Prasad, the PPP parliamentary spokesman on the Interior and Amerindian Affairs, who called for an investigation of numerous allegations about the behavior of GDF soldiers with Amerindian women in the Interior. Stand by. The World Federation of Trade Unions reaffirmed its intentions of encouraging actions in Latin America to assist in the efforts of liberation. That must upset Washington considerably. San Jose, where a right-wing regime has been in power. More than 60% absentee rate, four killings and mutual charges of fraud among the presidential candidates are the outcome of the general elections. Moreover, when a polling was taken by the left of center that gained several parliamentary seats in San Jose, Costa Rica, it was found that 20,000 dead people in the graveyards must have voted. In that there were not that many people alive and well in Costa Rica, or even its immigrants from abroad that still had voting privileges. So the only thing that the Communist Party of Costa Rica could determine that was the 20,000 people who were dead had voted. That is not an unknown phenomenon throughout Latin America. It has even been said that some of the dead vote here. It's a powerful, powerful force indeed when the dead come forth from their coffins and resurrect to vote and then go back to their lair to wait for the next election year. Stand by. The Working People's Alliance, under Dr. Walter Rodney, not to be confused with this other PAW or something that has been used as a CIA front here to attack progressives. The Working People's Alliance, a black group primarily, has welcomed the call issued by the People's Progressive Party for a National Patriotic Front and a National Patriotic Front government as a serious attempt to grapple with the pressing problems which confront the Guyanese people today. The implications of the two proposals are far-reaching, the WPA said, predominantly black left-wing party in Guyana. It said in a prepared statement circulated to representatives of the local and foreign mass media. You have 3 minutes to get into the People's Pavilion for town forum. Yesterday in Georgetown, presiding at the conference were Mr. Yusi Kawayana, Dr. Joshua Ramsamy, Dr. Walter Rodney, black leader who spoke very favorably to a delegation of our people just recently, and Mr. Moses Bhagwan. Said the statement, the WPA accepts the call for National Patriotic Front. This is in line with our consistent advocacy of the need to develop a new political system. While agreeing with the accuracy of the detailed evidence used to support their argument, the WPA does not fully accept the PPP's analysis and interpretation of the crises. But, however, said the WPA, these differences are not sufficiently strong to qualify our full endorsement of the idea of a national patriotic government. We accept the need for a revolutionary alliance, and we are prepared to play our part in struggling for such an achievement. The WPA's disagreement and our differences are only in respect of emphasis on the following: an agreed social, political, and economic program on which the Revolutionary Alliance must be founded, the need for a purge of existing corrupt officials, and the institutionalization of public accountability in the new political order, the present bureaucracy as an essential target of agreed reform in any governmental proposals, given the extensive racial and political patronage in job placement, the ingrained authoritarian structures and the demonstrated willingness of the bureaucracy to act extra-legally, the explicit place for organized labor and mass organizations other than political parties in the new governmental structure. The WPA suggested additional proposals as a contribution to the debate on the front government. Among these are, one, that the bipartisan offices of Prime Minister and President be replaced by a collective executive authority of the government based on the principle of collective leadership. Two, the dominant principle in determining the composition of the executive should be the electoral achievements of parties who have contested free and fair elections, the elections being held on a constituency basis different from the first past the post system. Three, a comprehensive and radical reorganization of legal and district governments on the basis of popular elections. Four, the creation of workers' assemblies. Five, a constitutionally provided integrity commission made up of officers from various mass organizations. And six, comprehensive planning mechanisms for the replacement of market criteria and capitalist forms of economic organization. The WPA, a black party, is also a socialistic Marxist. The WPA said that together with their proposals, the PPP's initiative on a national patriotic front and national patriotic front government is vitally important and should be open for intensive and extensive public discussion. Asked to speculate on the alternative to a new political system, the WPA's leader, Walter Rodney, who, as I said, has been friendly to our people of recent dates, pointed to the lessons of history where the failure to establish governments on a democratic basis has led to chaos, militarism, and quasi-neo-fascism, as exists in some Latin American countries today. If there is no social progress, the likelihood is that there will be political and social degeneration, said Dr. Rodney. Asked to comment on the PNC's line that the political expression of national unity must take the form of one-party state, Dr. Rodney stated that the key to any such suggestion is whether it is an expression of the will of the historical force through the democratic process. He said, "I feel they are misusing the concept of one-party rule in Cuba and the Soviet Union, which the PNC has openly praised. Or it is an imposition from above, which he says he fears the PNC would do. No one has the right to arrogate the function of the working people to say that they must belong to a particular party." He emphasized that the WPA is interested in a broad democratic platform as distinct to a one-party arrangement. The WPA stated position that for the reason that the PPP's proposal marks a clear-cut break with the system of winner-take-all, and because unity is seen as a unity of all progressive forces, the National Patriotic Front concept proposal by the PPP is an important step forward and opens up possibilities of raising the level of national politics. So the WPA, Black Marxist Party, has formed an alliance with the PPP, primarily Indian opposition that has always been Moscow-oriented. The WPA is critical of the negative attitude of the ruling People's National Congress towards the proposal. It expressed the hope, however, that the PPP's explicit rejection of the winner-take-all politics as an attempt to entrench a viable system of shared power will gain currency amongst the different racial segments of the working class and will undoubtedly contribute to new approaches to national politics which transcend the racial insecurity which has dominated Guyana too long. The PNC's rank and file, it observed, also wants revolutionary change, and it is this section of the PNC, said Dr. Rodney, which is amenable to the transformation of the national political system to provide for the development of a genuine Marxist socialism. With that, I would agree with Dr. Rodney from what I've met of PNC rank and file leaders. He also praises WPA, the PNC, and its foreign policy ventures and its standing up to imperialism in the Caribbean and Latin America in general. Well, that I don't know why you can't hear in the pavilion. Too much noise, apparently. Now, I don't know what we'll do. People should not wait till the last minute to say that people are not listening, because I'm absorbed in trying to bring to you today some news, you see. Local news. And you've got to have both overseas and local news to get a proper balance. Plus, you have to have the news of the opposition. And that's what I was providing. Now, there's to be no talking in the pavilion whatsoever. I am shocked that we would wait this long, though, to say that people have not been able to hear. How many have not been able to hear under the pavilion? How many have not been able to hear? Oh, I see some of your hands. I can see like an eagle far distance. Some of you are using that as an excuse because you never listened in the first goddamn place. If I was kissing your fucking ear, you wouldn't know it. Now, how many did hear? I know some of you didn't hear legitimately. Well, we'll see. We'll see shortly. How many are prepared to take a test? Written test on what you heard. No, that's quite different, isn't it? Now we have only about 15 hands as opposed to 500. Now, if you heard, why aren't you prepared to take a test? How many are prepared to take a spoken test? You can't write, maybe, now you're using that. How many are prepared to take a test, written, spoken, or otherwise, on what you just heard? This means that you are still, for the most part, liars. And you should feel very guilty about that. You should not lie to your leader. It interferes with the healing. And I don't think you estimate enough the value of that healing as you look at Rose Shelton, who was blind, paralyzed, suffering from intracranial bleeding. The doctor wanted GDF emergency flight immediately and then didn't think her life could be saved. She would have had to have been flown to Cuba. And arrangements were being made, but she asked me, please don't send me away. And I healed her. She was in agonizing pain. I've never seen Rose cry. But she cried desperately with the pain that night. And I don't think enough of you appreciate that until you get sick, baby. When you get sick, you will appreciate it, won't you? Moreover, I don't think you realize that miracle protection is not confined to here. Robin Cheddar Stahl was run over by a car on Geary Avenue in San Francisco. The people stood back with their mouths hanging open, awe-stricken, as she got up and went back to her work without any harm to her body whatsoever. I don't think you understand the power. And when you lie to your protector, liberator, savior, you are cutting off the line of energy flow to you. So don't blame me if you get buried. Like the woman that just died recently said, I don't like this damn place. Well, she's parked over there someplace in the woods, in the graveyard. So I would think about that, you know. I don't like this damn place, and fight with the nurses, and don't want to eat what's given to you, didn't want to follow instructions, and had to wear big old hot boots. I'm not going to ignore death. Death is a process of life. We'll mention it. And we'll give honor to those who've gone by, like Comrade Griffith, in spite of prophecies, a good, good working man. When I gave him prophecies about not smoking, he just couldn't quite cut off from it. We'll give honor to those. They'll be always cherished in our memory. And honor those who have been translated or graduated on out of this plane. And Lynette. But believe me, some of you don't listen to anything, won't follow an instruction, no matter how many times it's given. And I think you ought to take some note that you're handicapping yourself. If you don't care about yourself, maybe you'll care about one of your loved ones, your children back there that may need me, or here that may need me, and you stood there and lied. That whole congregation said you heard me. Now, if you heard me, why couldn't you pass the test? You said you heard everything I said. That's what you said. You all raised your hands up there. And then only 15 people say they can pass a test. I'm frightened for you because I know what it means. You will be sorry. You will be sorry. Every time you lie, little children, seniors, middle age, you will be sorry because you cut yourself off from growth, maturity, and protection on a paranormal level that is absolutely outstanding. You look at Rose now standing there in that meeting and look at her. Look at her the other night. Ask Christine Cobb that was giving her such wonderful, Christine Young, such wonderful care amongst other nurses. But there was nothing the doctors or the medical people could do. Total agonizing pain in her brain. Blinded, paralyzed. I mean, unable, one side of her whole body affected permanently by the blood that was flowing in her brain. Death from intracranial bleeding was assured to be in a matter of a few hours at most, and the doctor was afraid minutes. She was turning cold, the last symptoms of death, blood pressure dropping. Hear me now. In agonizing pain, till I've never heard her whimper or cry. It often predates death just slightly in her abdominal region, and in her head was excruciating pain. But just a touch of the Savior's hand and a spoken word that canceled the GDF plane before he even saw the results. He canceled it. He canceled the plans for a trip to a neurological surgeon to tap her brain to relieve the blood. He canceled that before he saw the results. So not only is he a healer, but a prophet. I don't know why you do what you do and lie to him, because you hinder what you can get from him. Thank you. Begin the meeting.
Reverend Ben Chavis, and hundreds of others examples of people being sentenced upwards of 482 years, the harshest sentences ever being imposed by the federal courts and local courts in the United States. She cited that unemployment in the United States is also on the rise. She said, and President Carter has broken his campaign promises on his jobs program for youth, blacks, other oppressed minorities, and women. The ruling circle would like the people to believe, especially the young workers and students, that the left is dead. But the truth is that the progressive forces in America still are alive, though afraid. The press wants us to believe that the youth are apathetic and couldn't care less about politics. She said, I hope this is not true. The young workers and students are playing an important part in the struggles against racism, sexism, and freeing political prisoners. Nonetheless, as you know, Angela Davis has asked that she have a place here if worse comes to worst. She said the ruling circle is trying to reverse many of the victories, if not all, won in the civil rights years. The Bakke case of reverse discrimination is an attack on civil rights, basic freedoms for minorities, and affirmative action. We must fight to defeat Bakke, even though the conditions do not look favorable. We must expand the victories won that we're now losing that we gained in the 60s, and not let these hard-fought gains be reversed as they appear to be all across the nation. At the end of her speech, Davis was given a loud applause of support in Grand Forks, North Dakota, where she addressed some 1,200 people. Before arriving at the auditorium, a shot cracked through the campus, striking a tree, apparently aimed at her. This is the danger of the United States, 1978. Disorganized, Angela is a trusting person. I remember her saying to me once, I couldn't be a socialist without knowing that it will succeed. I love her. But I say, one must be a socialist because it's right.